Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
And we bring in the great, and I do mean great with a capital G, Michael Barkin. Sir, it's always a pleasure.
Steven Jones, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
How are you, me and Steven? What's going on, buddy?
We're just singing along in the car together.
Oh, I love. Well, you host the show from the car? That's amazing. But it's beautiful up there this time of year, isn't it?
It sure is. And we're looking forward to a fun summer here. Nick Nurse is going to take over the head coaching job for the Sixers. Your thought on the hire?
I like the hire. The guy won an NBA title. And no matter the stars that he may have had on that team, and certainly, you know, led by Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry, who certainly is a Philadelphia guy, that's all well and good. You still got to be able to coach talent, manage talent, inspire and motivate talent, and Nick Nurse did that. I find it interesting that, you know, he won a championship, first time ever in Canada in the NBA, and then he was dispatched as quickly as he was, and I'm wondering if he and the general manager just did not see eye. Now, I don't know that. It just seems odd to me. Doesn't it seem odd to you that he would cast aside?
Absolutely. His release by Toronto made so little sense to me because he's already proven the kind of coach that he is, and he can take experienced players and mix in young players, and it just sounded to me like it could be an oil and water mix.
Right. I'm sorry, Steve. You're breaking up. I got a full signal, and I don't know what the story is. So, you're asking me about Nick Nurse, and I know that Joel Embiid has been talking about the fact that, you know, when Nurse coached Toronto, I mean, as soon as the ball was in the air going to Joel Embiid, they were triple teaming him, for goodness sakes. So. He's had a way to stop Embiid or to help neutralize him, and I think that will go a long way toward coaching Embiid. Also, he's got a relationship with James Harden, and I think that's important to note. Now, I'm not saying I want Harden back, but it's not up to me. So, you know, those two things alone, I think, are a great reason to bring him in. He's a sensible pick. You know, normally I don't like retread, Steve. You know, I just don't. But I don't think Nick Nurse fits that category to me.
Again, I'm with you. And I just think, look, this is a pro's pro on the bench. And I think that is something that will benefit the Sixers because he is a pro's pro.
Absolutely. And, you know, you motivate guys like Devin Harden and Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris. And even to a certain degree, Tyrese Maxey, who's now a veteran of three seasons, you motivate them maybe a little bit different than you do the younger players, especially guys who are all-star caliber. And all of them are either have been all-stars or will be going to the all-star game. So I think that I love his offense. I love the way it sets up. I love it, the way it runs to the point and it goes inside. And I think he is going to be a real solid pick. I really do. The only other thing that I would love to have seen maybe was him to give Dawn Staley a shot. But that's just me because I love Dawn Staley. I think she's phenomenal. And no one said anything about it that I have heard. But I would love to have seen her get a shot.
It would have been groundbreaking, and at the same time, I think people would have seen right away the automatic respect the players would give her, because I think it would be automatic.
Yeah, and I think if she wants that, and the same with Becky Hammon, who now is in the WNBA, but was Popovich's, one of his assistants with San Antonio. I mean, she had that respect of the players. She was able to do it. She worked it into a into a head coaching job. And I once interviewed Pat Summitt, the late, great Pat Summitt, and, man, she had that death stare. And I have no doubt that she could have coached men and been successful. So, it's just a matter of time.
No, I absolutely agree. That's great analysis, because I agree with that completely. What do you see the Sixers' window of opportunity? Is it 2 seasons? Is it 3 seasons? What kind of window do you think they have? And with Nick Nurse being there, what does that do to enhance the window?
I think it enhances it a little bit. And yeah, I would say 2 or 3 seasons max. I think that Joel Embiid is what? He's played 7 or 8 seasons. And I understand that he didn't play the first 2 because of injury, but he's still got that age on him. And, you know, look, I think if you talk to Sixers fans here, a lot of them would say, man, we're wasting Joel Embiid's career. This guy is a generational talent, generational player. And they have not had really a sniff at the NBA Finals. They certainly were this close to getting into the conference finals, but that's a long way from the NBA Finals, as the Boston Celtics found last night. It doesn't happen like that. So I mean, think about this. They had Brett Brown, and now they just say goodbye to Doc Rivers. They've had Joel Embiid all that time. They bring in James Harden, who has been both parts brilliant and underperforming. And that's the frustration to me. Forget about the pay. I mean, I won't completely forget about the pay, but forget about the pay. Just look at the stature. Just look at what he has accomplished. And, you know, they would have said the same thing about Jimmy Butler the other night if they had not if he had not come back and pulled Miami into the lead with 2.1 left, and then they put 0.9 back on the clock. Butler did that. Otherwise, he was a no-show throughout much of the second quarter and into the third quarter. Where the heck was he? So, but it's how you finish, not how, you know, it starts. And I think they have precious few years remaining with Joel Embiid. Also, he's a big man. He's a big, solid guy. And he already had injuries to start his career. You don't want to see him have injuries to finish his career. And he's been out enough throughout the postseason. It happens, and that's the joke. Unfortunately, that is the bad joke. Springtime comes and the flowers bloom, and Joel Embiid sits out at least for a period of time, and it's just the truth. So I'm hoping that they can avoid that this time around.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, I hope so too, Michael, because I will give him credit. I mean, when you hurt the LCL, that's a 6-week injury. He tried to come back and play in 13. I do give him credit for that he at least attempted to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I do give him credit for that. But that's what I think that superstars do. That's what I think guys who say, come on, everybody, jump on my back, I'll take you to victory. That's what they do. That's what Jason Tatum did last night. And the guy's injured on the first possession, and he looked like it, too. He wasn't faking anything, and he was grimacing after every play, but he stayed in. And I've rolled my ankle like that. I'm sure you have, too, as a kid. It hurts, and you can break it, for goodness sakes. So he stayed in that game, and I give him a lot of credit for that. I like Jason Tatum as a player, but I hate the Celtics.
I think you just endeared yourself to everybody with that.
Right. Oh, man. And I worked up in Boston for 5 years when I loved the Celtics.
Was it that old line in the movie Major League 2 when Parkman comes to the plate? He was with Cleveland. They love him. Then he came to play with the White Sox, and they can't stand him.
They hate him.
They hate him.
That's what Jerry Seinfeld says. It's all about rooting for laundry, you know. And it's true. It's true. Look, we hate. You know how badly we hate Dallas around here. But I always liked Dak Prescott as a person and as a player. You know, I hate the Cowboys, but I always thought, you know, what he's been through in his life and been able to do has been pretty special. So, but it doesn't take away the fact that I can't stand that whole organization. it's just kind of in the genes, man.
And I can tell you pulled over just to do this, so I really appreciate the fact you did that. I love talking to you, Michael. Thanks so much for the time today, and as usual, the great conversation.
Steve, anytime. Thanks so much. Look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Steve. Brother.